Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Claire Rutkowski. Claire Rutkowski joined Bentley in 2016 from MWH, where she served as Chief Information Officer, responsible for delivering IT strategy, services, and support to 7,000 engineering professionals globally. At Bentley, Claire led the global IT organization, shaping and delivering a technology agenda across Bentley's business. By collaborating with executive leadership, she ensured Bentley leveraged the most advanced solutions to achieve the goals of the company and its users. Claire recently augmented her role to include serving as the company's CIO champion, using her extensive engineering background to advocate for CXOs at engineering firms and serve as a bridge between Bentley and its engineering accounts. Claire is a project management professional and has received numerous awards, most recently the top 80 CIOs you should know in 2020, and the top 10 most inspiring women leaders in 2022. Well, good afternoon, Claire. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely, Claire. And I love doing these podcasts. You've probably heard some of my podcasts, and my audience is probably tired of me saying it, but I do traverse the world, mostly in North America, but I've been just about to 40 countries. But today, I get to talk to a fellow colleague. I was a former CIO and currently a CTO, and I love this space and got into this space like you are, and I've seen you've got quite a great career. And so we're going to just jump right in and talk about some of that and what you're doing today. So Claire, talk to us about your career a little bit in technology. You were a seasoned project manager, a senior executive, and now you're the senior vice president and CIO champion for Bentley Systems. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
That's such a tricky question. I'm not sure there's actually much of a secret to it. I wish there was. I wish I could say that I had a clear plan and annual goals that would help me climb the corporate ladder to Chief Information Officer and now CIO champion. But that isn't how it worked for me. I actually did not really have a plan. But I did have flexibility and curiosity, and a really strong desire to add value to the company, to my colleagues, to our clients. And I always, throughout my career, wanted to make changes and see things get better in whatever way was in my purview. So when I was a project manager, it was all about how do we manage projects better? Maybe we need a PMO. Let's implement one. I'll be in charge of it. But it was always about how do I add value and make things better? And that desire is what helped me pick the right assignments, which gradually increased my scope of responsibility until I ended up where I am now. But I will say wherever I was along the way, I always really enjoyed it. And I think maybe if there is a secret, that's it, right? Enjoy what you do, find ways to add value, and have the confidence to make suggestions and just go for it. And then in terms of your second part of the question, what inspires me? I think what inspires me the most is my teammates, my colleagues, and my connections across the industry. I really love helping people on a one-on-one basis through mentorship, coaching, or just being a willing ear. I like showing people things that can help make their lives easier, whether it's technology or whether it's like how to have a better meeting or how to show up a little differently. And then in a wider setting, I do enjoy finding ways to help our accounts do things more easily as well.
Thank you, Claire. Appreciate that. And, you know, your story, like many, right, resonates. Great leaders have kind of found that little, and again, it's not really a secret, but have done some things. Either they've gone above and beyond or found ways to provide more value to their customers. So I appreciate that, really do. And I know our audience really loves these stories. So Claire, switching gears, you've led quite a few large initiatives while leading large teams over your career. Could you maybe share with us what top initiative you'll be leading this year?
Yeah, this is the first full year of the CIO champion role. So I actually have two initiatives this year. One is to provide thought leadership to the AEC industry on technology trends, how they might drive new revenue for their companies, which would then provide funding for digital investment. And the second major initiative is to help deepen Bentley's relationship with our accounts. I have extensive CIO and industry knowledge. And so what I really want to do with our accounts is help guide that digital application and integration into how our accounts do business. It's an important time right? People are short of staff, they're short of money. And so I want to try to find ways for them to do things more efficiently and effectively.
Thank you, Claire. I appreciate that. And there is always some large initiative throughout the year that we need to get done. And then, by the way, you're going to get sidetracked or sidelined a little bit because your CEO or your board wants to change it up a little bit and maybe make some adjustments to the strategic plan. So appreciate you keeping your head to the grindstone on this stuff. I know it's sometimes challenging. Claire, switching gears a little bit here, we are a technology publication platform. We focus on emerging tech, and we wanted to ask you, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies in your tech stack, but is there anything you might be able to share with our audience today?
Yeah, you know, before joining Bentley about 6 years ago, I was a Bentley customer for a very long time. And so I think I can say this from an outside-in perspective, as much as a Bentley colleague, I think there's a really clear strategy for our products and technology, which I'm really excited about. And one of the main things that is changing, and I think will be changing for many companies, is moving from a file-driven to a data-driven approach to how we do our work. I think that, you know, designs and drawings used to be the currency, right, for a lot of engineering consultancies, but data is the new currency. And digital design and engineering methods such as infrastructure digital twins, 3D four-day surveying, and asset lifecycle analysis are generating more data than ever before, right? And that is sparking further innovation because we can now find insights in that data. We can figure out, hey, I have all this data. I can use iTwins or digital twins as a way to access the data. It's not just, people think of digital twins and they think of it as a visual representation of an asset, but it's so much more than that. The digital twin is a way to access data and tie disparate silos of data together. And for me, our iTwin Capture, iTwin Experience, and iTwin IoT all work together to bring data to light. So for me, it's all about data. And I think it opens up very exciting opportunities for our AEC firms to mine that data and provide insights to their clients, whether it's in terms of asset design, sustainability and carbon footprint, or taking a longer view into inspection, operation, and maintenance.
Thank you, Claire. And there's a lot to unpack there, obviously, as far as, you know, you were talking specifically on the digital twin, and people do get that confused and they don't quite understand. And that's why the goal here of this podcast is to educate people on the technologies and just some of the nuances. And thank you for sharing, Claire. I really do appreciate that. And Claire, last question for you today. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or leadership?
Yes. One thing I am extremely passionate about that has helped me throughout my career, and I think is so important for people to do, is find mentors and sponsors. And I'm going to just really quickly describe the difference between them because I think this is really important. A mentor is someone who can help you with learning a specific skill, right? Like, you look really good at time management. Can you help me get better at that? Or you run a really good meeting. Can you help me with that? Or you have great presence. How do I do that? And I've never actually said no to anybody who's helped me. So I encourage people to find those mentors, tell them what you want to learn from them, and I am sure they will say yes. Sponsors are a little different. Sponsors, you have a closer relationship with maybe, and a sponsor will go the extra mile. They're the person who can say good things about you behind your back. And when a job opening opens up, they'll say, have you thought about Claire? Have you thought about Sarah? Have you thought about Brian for that role? So a sponsor is someone who actually has the juice, right? I'm doing air quotes, can't see me, but who has the juice to actually make things happen for you. So you want to find mentors and you want to find sponsors. It's important to remember as you go along your career journey that you never have to do it alone. There are plenty of people out there who want to help you.
That's awesome. And you're absolutely right. We've all been in a leadership role or even a sponsorship role, and we've been able to help enable others grow their career or totally change their career. And I've been on both sides, but helping people is really what, again, I told you earlier before we hit record here, is I just love meeting people. And if I can help people, that's what we do. And Claire, I appreciate you sharing that. It's so important in this day and age to help others grow and lead for our future. So thank you.
It is. And we can't read minds. Just be brave and ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just get out there. Fearless. So, Claire, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks so much.
Bye for now.